Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, live from Citizens Bank Park for the Phillies home opener. Phillies Rockies today. 3:05 first pitch. Phils come in, winning 2 out of their first 3 in Washington. We'll get to a lot of Phils stuff as the show goes along. Later on, Devin Caney join us, talking some Phillies. 1 o'clock, Ike and Fritz will hop in for a little crossover. Big game Dante later in the
Big
show.
Big game Dante.
For a national anthem, our national anthem before the home opener. It's going to be a cool day here. Rhea's going to join us in a little bit. Dan Fitzpatrick, the president of Citizens Bank. We got a lot of guests today. And, of course, all your phone calls here. As it sounds like the tush push is gaining momentum to be banned, this is ridiculous. I am angry about it. Hughes disappointed with
I'm
a lot of people.
Disappointed, man.
Including this person. Could we hear from Sean McDermott here? Sean McDermott this morning, AFC Coaches Breakfast. So Sirianni's going to talk tomorrow. That's when the NFC coach talked. Today, the AFC coach is speaking. So Sean McDermott asked a lot of questions because he's been at the forefront of this, trying to get the tush push banned. Here's McDermott this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I feel, I think, similar to how I felt at the Combine. I've dove deeper into more of the data on it and just thought more about it as well, and my position hasn't really changed at all. I feel where I'm most concerned is even though there's not significant data out there to the point, my biggest concern is the health and safety of the players, first and foremost.
There's no actual health and safety data showing that there's any problem with it after we've seen, what, over 300 something snaps specifically in Philly. Then how much more data do you need? Is it the hope that there's going to be injury that those would be opposed to it?
Well, number one, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to get too deep into that situation there in terms of how much data, how much ample. I don't think that's really always the best way to go. I think is when you're looking at, there's other data out that suggests when you're in a posture like we're talking about that can lead to serious injury. And I think being responsible and proactive in that regard is the right way to go.
All right, a couple things there. Hugh, that was McDermott this morning, AFC coaches, but I believe that was Diana Rossini's voice. She's asking him, like, hey, there's been 4 years of data on this, and there's zero reported significant injury from this play. How much more do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And he basically is like, maybe that data is not the best data. What are you talking about, John?
You know what the worst part for me about being a grown-up is? Because we know what it is. And, you know, as a grown person, a lot of times – things happen and people have underlying motives when they want to do things. Just be honest. I can handle honesty. But when you're doing all this brain wrestling and twisting yourself into a wrestle, trying to justify your position instead of just telling the truth, that is irritating to
me. It's ridiculous.
Because you sat there and you did a whole lot of foo-fanging and running your mouth, bumping your gums, talking about nothing. And all you had to say is, I don't like it because I don't like whatever the reason is, because everything you're trying to use big old words and sound smart, and you ain't talking about nothing. Everybody see straight through what you're doing.
The part that makes me crazy about it is he keeps saying health and safety. He ran it the second most times in the NFL.
That's what I'm talking.
Like, if I'm his player, I'm like, Sean, you didn't just wake up one day and think this. You must have thought this during the season, and you kept running the play.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Joe. It's like it didn't work for you, so now – you want to get rid of it because it didn't work for you.
That's why I don't believe him. Because I'll give him this. He's been a head coach a long time. He's a former athlete. He's a coach here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't believe Sean would have run it as much as he did if he really believes it's an injury risk to his players. He's a football guy, and I don't think a coach would put his players at risk like that. So he doesn't believe that, which means he's lying through his teeth, and he just wants it out of the game.
There's some underlying motive to all of this, and I firmly believe that. For the Green Bay Packers, because there's film of the Green Bay Packers trying to run it.
Well, and we know what happened last year. They lost twice to the Eagles.
They couldn't do it.
Yep.
This is all of this, Joe. This is about Coach Sirianni. I think on a personal level, it's about the Eagles in some way, and it's about the fact that they can't do it.
So speaking of Sirianni, so Hugh, we're tracking this now. We need the race to 9 votes, right? They need 24 votes to ban it. 9 votes would mean they only have 23, right? So we need 9 no votes against this proposal here. We know the Eagles are going to be one, so we need 8 more. So here we're starting to track like which coaches, which teams are kind of seem like they're publicly leaning towards, I'm not going to vote for this. How about this quote from Sirianni yesterday? Speaking of Sirianni and how maybe he rubs people the wrong way. Mike Garofolo yesterday, when they arrived there, caught up with Sirianni. And this is with a grin. This is the tweet from Garofolo. Spoke to Nick Sirianni today on the Tush Push, with the Tush Push vote. With a grin, he said, quote, "We'll see how it goes. All I will say about Gannon, Steichen, and Moore is they better vote for it. They are in the head coach position right now because of that play. So all three, I better have those three votes right there and the Eagles vote. At least I know we have 4. Now, the with the grin makes me
that
think.
That was dead ass.
You think it was for serious? Oh, that or was tongue dead in cheek?
Ass. Okay. Oh, that was dead ass. Like,
but that's a lot to say. Those guys wouldn't be head coaches without the Tush Push.
That, it's the truth.
Well, then would Sirianni be a coach without the Tush Push? No?
He might not. But it's dead ass. It's like, listen. I can't imagine. I wish – this is when I wish I had the kind of cachet where I could go to see what the real conversation being
to the
had.
League meetings?
Oh, man.
You have a Hawaiian shirt? You have one ready?
No, I don't have
you
one.
You kind of need one to go
I
to
do.
This.
I do.
And he always wears his, yeah.
I think – you and I know I thought Big Red was against it. I think he'll probably vote for it because, you know, he's, you know, competition and doing stuff, innovative plays and all that stuff. I think he will. But man,
so you think we're going to have Andy's vote?
I think so. Okay. So that's what, 5?
That'd be 5.
We need 4.
We need 4 more.
I don't know how Dallas is going to vote.
Oh, Dallas is going to vote to ban this thing.
See, we need 4 votes. We ain't getting Atlanta.
Nope.
Not getting Atlanta.
See, we got a race to 9 votes here.
But here's the thing. This is why it's intriguing to me. Because you know there are drinks being poured and there are drinks being had over the conversation about the Tush Push. Mm-hmm. Some of the realest conversations are being had at night, during, you know, everybody got a little liquor in the system. Like, so, what's up? What you going to do? Can I count on you? Like, there are moves being made on both sides. And that's probably why Sean McVay and Sean McDermott pulled Howie to the side. And they're having a heated argument. And not only that, I would like to be part of that because at what point does it stop being simple? And it starts to be.
This is why you're not invited. So they don't invite you.
Because I'll be standing there like on camera. I had them jumper cables. Like, tell him Howie, what's up? Be standing there like this. What y'all trying to
do? Is Big Dom allowed at these meetings?
Can he? I think Big Dom probably is.
Can he intimidate
He's
everyone?
Like, what? You know,
that
about?
Might be our
Say
best
what?
Play. Big Dom intimidating the voters to vote. Keep it.
See, that's why I'm not allowed to go to play this because I'm gonna take it to the streets and because I don't know how to act.
That's why your invitation was lost in the mail. You didn't get yours. All right, 215-592-9495. Let's go to the phone lines here. What emotion do you have? Is it sounds like we could be 24 hours away from the Tush Push getting banned for pettiness? This is ridiculous. I'm angry about it. He was disappointed. Where do you come down? Mike in Norristown is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
What's going on?
Hey,
man?
Mike. What's up, pal?
Well, you know what? You know what I got to say? All I got to say is, you know, I want them to ban the Tush Push. You want to know why? Because that's going to give us the grit to repeat. Because you know why? We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting to the end.
What is wrong with him?
That was terrible.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So you're not upset about this because we'll just channel the anger?
No, it's going to motivate us. You know what? We're going to three-peat. We're winning three in a row. This is going to get us to the point. Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, okay. Let's bootleg to the left with Jalen. Let's run it up the gut with Barkley. Oh, we got this. We don't need to push. We're going to win three in a row. Let's go.
Let's go, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. Kyle, where do you come down on that? It's going to motivate the Eagles. Maybe. It's annoying, though. Like, just taking away things that a team does well, that's coping right there.
He's taking cues from Spit Dr. Douglas, and that when they do ban it, that's going to be what Hugh says. That's fine. We're going to be motivated. Attack.
Blind faith Hugh. We're guessing your take for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to be disappointed. I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, we'll see. You'll spin it.
I got my eye on you.
You have to, but I look at it like this.
You got
to
be innovative.
This is not a spin, but you have to think.
Adapt.
With as much heat as this has gotten over the last couple of years, they've probably concocted something else off of the tush push. Because like I said, their biggest thing, they're doing the wording right.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not mistaken, they said they don't want somebody to push somebody directly into the end zone.
Immediately.
So.
It's the immediate is the word. Yeah.
So if they might add something there where it's like a 2 or 3 second pause before.
How do you legislate that? The referees can count the one, well, two, and then maybe, it's okay?
Maybe. I'm just
this
you know.
So
they can't even count the play clock right when it gets to zero.
I'm workshopping this. What if everybody, like when the ball is high, everybody throw their hands in the air and go one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and then push. Yeah.
They think this isn't aesthetically pleasing. Wait till they start doing that.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Don't
push.
Ban. You know, the craziest part for me is that in the ESPN story, they had the percentage of how often this play happened across the NFL. 0.28% of plays were the tush push. It's barely half of 1% of plays. And we're spending all this time to ban this play?
Because of other underlying motivators.
Yeah, it's loser stuff. If you want this banned, you're a loser.
Underlying motivators. They don't like the fact that, you know, Howie got hit in the head with a beer can. They don't like the fact that
well, Howie probably didn't like
you
that.
Know, coaching around and running around with shorts on.
See that you might be honest
buying
with
drinks,
that.
Laughing and giggling at silly jokes or telling corny
and
jokes.
And calling out his former assistants. I mean,
he should call.
He's on a roll.
Do we think he's actually got their vote tomorrow?
Yes.
I'm not sure. You think Gannon's going to vote for the Eagles after the way it ended here?
Yes.
Not a shot. I think Gannon is going to purposely at the bar tonight try to get everyone to vote against the Eagles.
I don't condone violence.
Uh-oh.
But this is where if they ban the tush, but this is where you got to take it to the streets. You got to swing on Coach Gannon, man. Just swing. I didn't say hitting.
Who's going to swing on him?
Sirianni. Call him a name in front of everybody.
You could do that.
A female dog.
Okay.
Be like, that was a female dog move, dog, for real.
We need that kind of drama. Let's go to Marty in the Northeast. What's up, Marty?
I saw problems.
Yeah.
My point of view is purely from the football purist. This whole thing started in 2005 when they changed the rule. The Eagles just started doing this push for the last 4 or 5 years. It really started, and that was – the Eagles really started because they got Jalen Hurts, a guy who can leg press 600 or plus pounds.
Yep.
But the rule changed in 2005. Prior to that, you could, and the rule today still stands that you cannot pull a player. And part of that, for last, like you were saying earlier, player that jumped the line, jumped over, dove over the line of scrimmage, or leaped over. And then
Luvu in the title
Luvu.
Game. Yeah, Frankie Luvu.
Okay. And part of the referee's explanation to him, he says, even if you, he said, well, I can get the count right. He says, even if you get the count right, what are you going to do? Because you're not allowed to pull a player. You can push, but you still can't pull a player. He said, well, I'll grab him and pull him back. He says, you're not allowed to pull a player. The rule is the pull still is illegal, but the push is not. Now, to me, none of the greats used push. Jim Brown didn't get a push. Roger Staubach didn't get a push. Grant Tarkin didn't get a push. The running backs went to the side of him, blocking run players on the side.
So you want to ban. So Marty, no, you're out on play.
No, well, wait a second. If you're not going to ban it, then change the point where the players can't can't push him from behind, but you can clear a path, and then you can't ban the fact that a guy jumps the line. Because if you're going to ban pulling or pushing, then you have to ban the pulling, which is already. So make it clear that you can pull, because a guy can come around the end and grab him from your shirt and pull him back.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's talking about the rule. They changed the rule in 05, and that kind of led to the loophole the Eagles found.
In the open field, if the tight end catches a pass, and he gets pulled back, they call that pulling. You can't pull him back. Defense can't pull him back.
Sure, I understand what you're saying, Marty. But there's a lot
of logistics here legally.
The play is also run less than 0.3% of the time across the league. Like, why go through all this for a play that's run so few times?
But here's the other point to that. You got four legs pushing a ball. Football, the rule says player, not players. Doesn't say plural. The runner with the ball, the player with the ball. It doesn't say players with the ball.
Do you not like the play to watch it, or are you just a stickler for the way the rule is written and you like the rules?
Kind of both. I don't think you should be a player. I played high school ball, pro ball, college ball. To be a great player, you're not that great if you have guys push.
Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen are the two quarterbacks that do this the most. They're not as good of players as we think because of this?
No, I didn't say that.
But those are the players that run it. It's basically just Allen and Hurts that run play.
I'm talking about any quarterback. What do you need help for?
Wait a minute. First of all, Marty, or whatever your name is.
Marty.
Jim Brown was before his time. Jim Brown did things that other players couldn't do. So,
let me finish.
Because from your wording, you're not a great player if you doing stuff that other people can't do. That's what you kind of just said.
No, I didn't. I said you're not running the ball yourself if other players are pushing you.
You're being aided. I understand that part. You're being aided. The part that I think, and Marty, we missed the phone call. We're losing in this is the Eagles have perfected the play. What I don't understand is I heard Joe this morning, and Joe was kind of vacillating between, as an Eagles fan, he wants Eagles to do well, but he doesn't like the play, right? The play is run very few times. The Eagles are good at it. Why would I not want the play if it helps the Eagles win football games?
How many years? Let me ask you this, because you was here when – it started. It's been 4 years, right? At least.
It's been about 4 years, yeah. And I think 2021 it was barely. 2022 is when it really started to go.
And so it became a real thing after they won the Super Bowl.
Or the year they got to Super Bowl 3 years ago, lost to the Chiefs. Yeah. That was when it –
And it went away. Like, my point is this. It was an issue, and then it went away.
And then
it came back.
And then they won.
Because they won. And as far as – the great players from the past and all that stuff, other stuff, Marty, those got the point that I was making, Jim Brown was probably the biggest running back of his era. And if you talk about the purists and all this other stuff, the game has evolved so much since then. It is not fair to those guys that played in that era or to the guys that are playing in this era to try to compare. I understand you like old school football, and that's all right. That ain't the game that's being played right now. As a matter of fact, the game that's being played today ain't the same one that I played. It's not. So to sit back there and talk about this, that, third, if you want to live in the past, do that. That's fine. That's all on you. That's not what this game is.
He played high school ball, though, Hill.
And I'm not trying to diminish what he's done in high school. I'm not doing that. But my point is this, Kyle. Every sport, professional sport, that's being played is not the same game that it was played back in the day.
Of course not.
It's not. Because the players, number one, The players are bigger, stronger, and faster.
Yes.
The way that they train is a lot different. Hell, you used to hear stories about Babe Ruth and them cats. You gotta go out there, drink a whole six-pack, and smoke 20 Newports or whatever it was, and go out there and play. You used to see cats on the sidelines smoking squares.
Yeah, things have changed a lot.
It's a different game.
Again, if this was a play that was run a lot, right? Because I understand when people say it's kind of an ugly play, right? And if you're running a TV network or you're thinking about the big picture of the league, Hugh, if this was being run 30 times a game, even 10 times a game across the NFL, I'd say I could see why they might push back and say this is not good for TV. This
aesthetically
was
pleasing.
Aesthetically pleasing. This was run in the last few years 0.28% of the time, not even half of 1%. So we're taking away something that one team has perfected, and it's run across the league at such a small percentage. It's silly. This whole thing, I agree with you on this. It's pettiness, and it's trying to cut the Eagles' legs out for no reason.
I'm more upset because there's an underlying reason why it's become a big deal. You know, we're talking about concussions in the game, Tua Tagovailoa, and the fact that he's had so many concussions, he's still playing. Talk about stuff that really matters.
Yes, yes.
Like we're spending all this time and energy on a play that, to your point, is not ran a whole lot, but it irritates other people.
And the guys, and I like that word, the guys of player safety it's hypocritical.
It's what they call BS.
It's BS. It's hypocritical. The league last year played games on Saturday to play them on Wednesday so they could force in Christmas on Netflix. They don't care about the safety of players when they want a TV show.
They go back to back. You play on a Thursday, then you got to get ready to play. You play on a Monday, yeah. And then you got to play Sunday. Excuse me, and then you got to play on a Thursday.
They don't care. Uh-uh. It's a television show. That's all it is. And just say that. And you don't like this for TV. But, again, even that, it's not run enough for it to be a big deal. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Sean McDermott is a punk AB. That's all I'm saying.
So McDermott is a punk. I agree with you.
Just look, there's a long history in this country of Group A stopping or making something illegal that Group B has either done better or capitalized on. So it's nothing new. But my thing is, dude, then try to stop the Eagles from getting in a third and one or a fourth and one.
That's a good point. That's how the tush push happens, because they arrive at the spot where they could use it.
Yeah, and you guys just talked about this, about the whole we're doing it under the guise of injuries or whatever, player
safety. See, that's the part that irritates me.
He said there's not enough data on it. You know why there's not enough data? Because there is no data. There's no documented injuries off of this play. So you're not – I don't know what he needs to see, but it's just a stall tactic, and it's total BS. It really is.
It's one of the silliest things I've seen the NFL spend a lot of time on in a long time. And the fact that it's gaining momentum – tells me that there's enough powerful people that are trying to convince people behind the scenes. Like, when they got to the combine and a few of the coaches came out and said it, like McDermott and Raheem Morris, that's when I started to be like, uh-oh. You know, if they're willing to say it out loud, there might be others that agree with them that never wanted to say it.
I was real surprised about Coach Morris, though. I really, really was.
Yeah. Well, these are defensive guys.
Yeah, I was surprised.
For us, if it's an important play for us, and if they want to stop it, put more time into breaking down film and seeing how we do it, and then you can do it. That's all. I mean, it's not that
difficult. Yeah, find out what the secret sauce is. I think the secret sauce is Jalen.
I think it is, too.
I think the secret sauce is Jalen.
Well, and go to the two teams that do it, Jalen and Josh Allen, right? Yeah. They're both really big, physical, you know, strong quarterbacks.
Josh like to run people over anyway.
Yeah, most teams don't have that. I mean, again, if this was taking over the league, and Jeff, we appreciate it, if this was a thing everyone in the NFL was doing 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times a game, then that's a different story. If there were injuries all the time, or at least someone that got significantly injured, that's a different story. There's none of that. Well, all this is pettiness, and it's annoying. 215-592-9494. All right, we are live today at Citizens Bank Park for the Phillies home opener, Phillies Rockies at 3:05 today. We'll keep your phone calls going on the Tush Push. What's your feeling when you hear this thing could be banned tomorrow? It sounds like, well, the vote is tomorrow. It sounds like there could be enough votes to overturn this thing and ban the tush push. Coming up, your phone calls. Rhea Hughes will join us in the next segment. Also, Dan Fitzpatrick, the president of Citizens Bank, will join us as he does every opening day for the home opener here at Citizens Bank Park. 215-592-9494. And we have tickets to give away to the Phillies and Rockies, the Thursday game. We'll tell you about how we're going to do that coming up. Keep listening. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to bet on sports. There's an absolutely loaded sports calendar this week, and whether you're into basketball, baseball, hockey, or any other sport, check out some of their exclusive promotions like Dinger Tuesday, Hump Day Parlays, and the Golf Profit Boost tokens over the weekend. Look, we got a game here today. How about that? Let's take the home team to win today. And right now, new customers get $200 of bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.